Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm a big believer that goalies have to support goalies. There's only two goalies or whatever, however it shakes out or whatever. If Devin is in the room, I haven't spoken to him at all, but there was a time in my life where I didn't treat the other goalies that well. And it was a mistake. You have to support each other because the reality is in an 82 game season, you need both guys to be going. And you need both guys to win games. And when one guy's struggling, you need the other guy to pick him up for the confidence. I know, like, when I'm struggling and I know that the other guy is going to win a game, it gives me a lot of confidence and it makes me play a lot more freely. So, like I said, it's just such a delicate balance of being very competitive with each other and pushing each other. And also, being very supportive as well off the ice and having that good relationship. So
that's new Sabres netminder Alex Lyon there. Were you a good battery mate?
Yeah, I tried to be. And I mean, obviously, depending on the situation you're in, sometimes your focus is a little different. If you're the starting netminder, I mean,
what white mask, free agency, trade likely? Changes your perspective.
See, that's a misconception, Duffer.
Yes, I know. That's why I bring it up. Just like
that's
you
a
thinking
misconception
it's mid-July.
Because I played a game with a painted mask, and that darn thing, I couldn't see out of it. Still won those two games, though. But yes, so there is. I was a young goaltender, and I remember, and these are not going to be any secrets. My first year in Buffalo. I get called up because Dominic Hasek and Dwayne Rollison don't start the season well after going to the Stanley Cup final the year before. And I play a game against Carolina. I win. Dom comes back, plays a couple of games. He wins. I was about to go be sent down. Dom gets hurt. He's going to miss 2 months. I stay. I play a lot. Well, Dwayne Rollison wasn't the nicest to me. Like, Rolly was mad. He was seeing an opportunity for his career to take a step forward. And I love Rolly. Him and I are great friends now. Like, I see his boys played at Niagara University, see him around. But there wasn't a good situation then at that moment. We talked about Michael Layton yesterday being hired as the goalie coach of the Detroit Red Wings. I got to know Michael Layton a couple of times in Buffalo and in Philadelphia in short terms. And I remember him telling me stories about his relationship with Craig Anderson when they were in Chicago together. And he was saying, he's not a good teammate. And look, Craig Anderson was a fantastic teammate in Buffalo. Alex Lyon, the fact that he was able to say, I was not the most supportive guy before, but I realized I needed to be. It's not so much you need to be for the other guys. You need to be for yourself. There is that dynamic that's weird, but once you've figured it out, It's so much better. You just have to be. I think the goalies that are not good teammates are those that are self-conscious about their own skin, their own position. They're not. And once you figure that out, you're like, hey, okay, now I can be a really good teammate. Now I can support one another. And I think that is something you have to be as a goaltender, especially if you're 32 years old, you sign a contract with a new team and you've got a couple of younger goaltenders. And I'm going to say younger because I don't think UPL is young anymore, but Levi is still on the younger side. Like Lion's got to come in and make sure that that goalie room is positive, is supportive, and that's that the team is benefiting from that. I think that was a very important lesson that he learned that I also learned. Mike Bills is the goalie coach for the Buffalo Sabres. My first year in Rochester, Bills, he was awesome. He's a good veteran. I was struggling. I probably didn't show the support as much as I should have. Why? Because I was self-conscious about my own position on the team. That is not a good. But then after that, oh well. The next year I played better, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now I'm a better teammate. But you have to learn these things, and obviously Lion, I mean, didn't get to the NHL until he was much older in his later 20s. So that's a lesson you have to learn later in life. Sometimes.
How many games do you imagine? Well, you could predict it. You could put it in ink. How many games Alex Lyon will play this year?
Well, in a perfect scenario, you're probably seeing 32 for Lyon, 50 for Luukkonen, right? In a perfect scenario. That means Lukanen's playing well, but you need Lyon to come in and play some games, help, again, picking up one another. I think that... We talked about Jeremy Swayman earlier when we talked about the Boston Bruins. That was the one thing. I hated the goalie hug. I hate that fake goalie hug at the end of the game, but maybe it wasn't so fake because what we saw to Swayman and Allmark is that if one guy started losing a couple of games, by supporting the other guy, you took pressure off your own shoulders because the other guy would go on a run. When you came back, the team's playing better. And now you feel really confident so that support worked out really well for the Boston Bruins. I'm not saying that is exactly that 1A, 1B that's going to happen in Buffalo. But if you go 50-32, that means Lukanen's playing well, but that means Lyon is doing his job, and all of a sudden you can build and bounce back and forth. I think that, to me, would be the perfect number for those two guys.
I want to go back to Josh Norris for just a minute.
Yes. Is Josh Norris supporting Tage Thompson, and are they being supported by Alex Lyon at the end?
Well, it's not as easy to narrow it down, define it like you just did with the goalies, where either you're in it for yourself or you're in it together with the other guy.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. Culture, likability, whatever all these, things could be within the room to help one another along. But like, based on Josh Norris's path to his most recent destination, his current place in the NHL, Buffalo, like, it has not been easy based on the injuries and expectations and whatever you think about it. Contracts play a role in your psyche. Josh Norris is the highest paid Sabres forward right now.
Yes.
What does Josh Norris need from the group, from the coaches, from whomever, to be his best self and reach his and the team's expectations this year?
So it's funny you say that because, like, if I was, I mentioned, like, Jack Hughes averages about 61 games per year. Mm-hmm. If I'm getting 62 or 63 games from Josh Norris this year, it's almost a step forward, right? Because we only got like three from the Sabres, but I think it was 56 overall last year, and 52 and 52. And it's like, man, can we get 65 plus out of Josh Norris, right? Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. One other part that is going to make a difference for me is time on ice. And if you are a first-line center, you would think that 19 minutes, 18 and a half, 19 minutes is probably where you're going to be, time on ice. I would like to see that more in the 17 and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to tax Josh Norris so much because we want him to play over 70, 75, 80 games. So we're going to keep his minutes a little. So what you're going to need is potentially, okay, McLeod's got to play a little bit more minutes, and maybe McLeod is more on the defensive side, penalty kill and all of that. Well, okay, who's your other center? Yuri Kulik is going to have to play more minutes. And maybe that means, okay, you're going to have a few shifts against, let's just say, the best team on the other, the best players on the other side, right? Like, that's who you're going to have to go against.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Because we're going to have to just take a little bit off of Josh Norris's plate. Say he's making $7.9 million, almost $800,000 more than the next highest paid forward. You should be able to put everything on his plate. Yes, you should. But there's a different circumstance here with Josh Norris that I think if you want him to be able to play 75, 77, 80 games this year, maybe a top line center minutes per game is not what Josh Norris needs. He probably needs more like 17 and a half, 18 at the most. And then you just help him and you support him with everybody else filling in the gaps. Maybe late in the game, it's more Thompson and Tuck together. And all of a sudden you play them with McLeod. You shift things around. And Lindy Ruff is good at that to make sure that you're managing him and supporting him with the rest of the roster.
Again, it's impossible based on he only played three games.
Yeah.
But as time has gone on, and as it will go on here in the summer, and potential for change still exists in the top six, like, do you look at the roster and think that there is one guy that I would expect will be the, doesn't have to be right, but for lack of a better term, the right-hand man for Josh Norris this year?
I think the right-hand man for Norris is Thompson.
For sure.
And I
mean, again, we're coming off a year where it was Jiří for the most part with Tage. So
Jiří, Tage, and Zach Benson, right? I mean,
well, that's how it ended, but like,
or you could put Alex Tuck on there and then you have Tuck and Thompson again. But I really feel that if I'm looking at duos this year, I want to see Norris and Thompson as a duo. Okay. I want to see those two tight at the hip. Let's go. Produce offensively. Make it happen. So that leaves me with Jiří kind of, but this is going to be a weird one, but I think Jiří and Jason Zucker should be a duo. Like, these two talk so highly of one another, and I'm not saying that that's who is going to lead your second line, but I would play them together. And then if you want Tuck on that line, good. If you want Jack Quinn on that line, good, whatever. But I think I would say Zucker and Kulik for me would be a grouping, a pair, a duo. Because Zucker had a really big influence in Yuri's first full season in the NHL. And I think Jiří really learns a lot from Zucker. And I would pair them together. So I want those two attached at the hips. I want Norris and Thompson attached at the hips. And then, okay, if you put Tuck up with Norris and Thompson a little bit, and then all of a sudden maybe you put them with Kulik and Zucker, you put Quinn in there. Maybe you elevate Greenway in this situation, Benson. But those would be my two groups, my two pairs that I would not stay away from.
You've almost unintentionally proven a point. You rattled through almost the entire forward group and didn't mention Josh Stone. And I feel like I still look at depth charts and I don't think everybody includes Josh Stone right now. Why is that?
Because I think Josh Stone, and I like the player and the upside of the player, but I think that for me, Josh Stone this year is a bottom six guy. I don't even like mentioning Zach Benson in a top six role because I don't see Zach Benson as a top six player. You want my team to be a successful team? I don't see Zach Benson being a top two line guy. Same with Josh Stone. But can the Sabres get away with having either Zach Benson or Josh Stone in a top six role? Yes. Why? Because if their defense and their goaltending gets better, you can get away with it. But if you're not getting better defensive play and better goaltending, it doesn't matter who's going to be in the top six. Doan, Benson, Zucker, Greenway, whatever, because it's not going to be able to compensate for the other side. And it would have been the same thing with Peterka in the top six. I still think that with Peterka, if your defense and your goaltending doesn't get better, it doesn't matter that it is Peterka, Doan, Benson up there in the top six. It will not change the results.
But do you think there still needs to be a little bit more clarity in the form of moving out a forward to make it look more likely that Doan has a like this is, and I was not referencing top six when I opened the door to the Doan conversation, because you had just mentioned Greenway. And so that to me is what kind of led, like, okay, Marty's talking about all the forwards on the team right now. Where does Doan fit? And this is the thing, like after the Quinn signing and based on the constant speculation of Benson holding down, potentially a top line spot, I just don't see any firm commitment from people that just, throw out depth charts, build them on legitimate sites like Puckpedia, whatever. Like, this is as curious as I could possibly be in the second week of July about a player. I don't think anybody's willing to say, I want Josh Stone on my third line 100%. I want him on my fourth line. I think he could push out Benson and actually be a better fit on the top line where Tage Thompson's playing. Like, I don't think anybody knows. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, if you look at the point totals in less games, Doan had less points than Zach Benson. Do I think that Doan could be a better offensive threat? 100%. I mean, he's not his father, and maybe will never be, but Shane was a hardworking guy that produced. I think Josh could be the same thing with more skills, but it has to catch up to him. Here's where I think that, if I understand your question right, is by saying, how do one player move out to allow a Josh Stone elevation to the lineup at some point? Well, injuries may factor into that this year, but when you look at next year, you have Peyton Krebs would be an RFA at the end of the year, Malenstein a UFA, you have Benson and Stone all RFAs. Like, I think organically the roster is going to open up for Stone to elevate. So that's how I see it.
This year?
No, in a year from now.
But that's what I'm asking. I don't care about next year because everybody's talking about you have to win this year. And when they acquired Justin Danforth, that to me muddied the waters in the sense of, okay, well, how do we draw up the depth chart here?
Yeah.
Right? Because you still have 14 forwards. Depth chart?
I don't have Malenstein right now on my 12 because I think I'm looking at...
And you don't have Kozak, presumably.
I don't have Kozak right now either.
Right, but he's going to be on an NHL
Lafferty
contract
and moved
not
on from
exempt.
Lafferty, right? So that's what it is.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Shayna Goldman is going to be on tomorrow's
show. We'll take a poll. Who do you want to play top line with my duos? Who do you want to play with Norris and Thompson? And who do you want to play with Zucker and Kulik?
I just want to know where Doan fits. That's my question. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.